Great to welcome this vibrant young lady back to our studios. Claire Collins, you've been off for a couple of weeks travelling all over the world.
Yes, I went to a fantastic conference in Canada where we shared the results of our research and our students presented and won some awards, so it was really great.
Oh, very, very exciting. You had a bit of a hiccup on the way?
Oh, the only hiccup was getting back to the airport where I got stuck in a traffic jam for 2 hours, whole of Trans-Canada Highway blocked, and sitting in the traffic going, oh no, I'm going to make that plane, but fortunately I did, but had a whopping headache by the time I got there.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to segue into that. You've stolen it.
Look. Well, it got me interested, though, in, you know, I knew we'd been stuck in the traffic, no water, unplanned, and it was a tension-type headache, which is really common. 1 in 2 Australians get a headache every year. About 1 in 8 actually get the more severe migraine type. But it got me interested in, well, is there anything in terms of nutrition and fluid in relation to headache? And it turns out there is.
So I'm guessing a lot of it is nutrition-based and
a lot of it, but there's this fantastic website called Headache Australia. And on that website, one of the key things that stood out to me is that for every headache type, they recommend that you eat better, and that can be really hard to do. So I've dived a little bit more into the science, but a couple of other good tips from that is if you have a headache that's in association with a change in vision or tingling in your fingers, or it's like a bolt out of the blue, atypical for your headaches, go and see a doctor because it could be something very, very serious. But let's talk about the common things. And so the first thing, like I'd been stuck in the traffic, hadn't had any water, so I knew that that had contributed. And there has been a study of drinking water. So in a study of regular headache sufferers, they got them to try and drink about 1.5 litres more of water by carrying around a water bottle. And what they found was about a 50% improvement in their perception of their headaches and their headache-related quality of life. Now, it didn't take away the number or the duration, but they seemed to cope better and be less severe.
So it's kind of like a good medicine.
Yeah.
If you're a sufferer.
Well, I think it's like a good reminder, have you drunk water? Because you know what it's like, you're really busy. And then the other tip to know whether or not you've drunk enough water is the colour of your urine. So your wee should look like straw, like really pale yellow. Now, the next one where it was really fascinating, the research, is caffeine.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now caffeine can actually help or add to headaches.
That's very interesting. So it can do both.
It can actually do both. Can you believe that if you have your analgesics, so whether that's your Panadol, your ibuprofen, if you have that with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, you get a 50% improvement in pain relief? Not everybody, but for a large group of people, a cup of tea or coffee, and it's the caffeine in it, extenuates or adds on, exacerbates the pain-relieving effect of pain relievers. Oh. So it can actually help. Now, there's this other really weird, very unusual type of headache called a hypnic headache that is essentially treated by giving caffeine. Now, it's a sleep-onset headache. So if you're the sort of person, you fall asleep and then you immediately wake up with a headache 30 minutes later or so, then you could be experiencing what's called a hypnic headache. And, you know, it made me think that I wonder if that's why my father-in-law always went to bed with a strong cup of coffee next to his bed, and he's not here to ask anymore. So talk to your doctor. Now, caffeine, the main headache type is, I bet you can guess what?
Stress?
Caffeine withdrawal.
Yeah.
And the research suggests that one of the things that keeps us drinking caffeine is the caffeine withdrawal headache. So caffeine withdrawal can happen in a shorter time as an overnight fast. So if you wake up in the morning and you go, oh, God, I've got a headache, I need a cup of tea or I need a coffee, that's a caffeine withdrawal.
You're coming down off it and you just have another one, and it fixes you in the short term but not really the long term.
Yeah, but caffeine is actually good for you, and I've written other articles on The Conversation so you can read about why you should still drink tea and coffee. But the caffeine withdrawal headache is related to what's called a fasting headache. So if you have to go and have a blood test, you're not allowed to have anything to drink, then a fasting headache is probably in fact triggered by caffeine withdrawal, except for migraines, where some people get a migraine if they have to fast for anything. And in the research, an overnight snack can help that. Now, the last type of headache is, can you guess?
I'm not going to try. You tell me.
Alcohol-related headache.
Of course.
So it is the hangover, but a hangover is produced by a bunch of things. It is produced by the fact that you drank too much, the alcohol crosses the blood-brain barrier and triggers inflammation and damages some of your brain cells. Alcohol also sloughs off some of your digestive villi on your gastrointestinal tract, so you're more likely to be dehydrated, get headache. But the last one is things like whiskey and dark-coloured alcohols, they actually have more of these substances called congeners, and they cross the blood-brain barrier and they give you a headache as well. So it's, you know, it's why you're less likely to get a headache with things like vodka.
So, okay, so in the most cases, most alcohol still bad, coffee good.
Yeah, coffee can be good. You just need to keep it regular so you don't get caffeine withdrawal. Now, the other area of research is, again, there is some studies suggesting that eating more healthy. So I've got the article on 2NUR, and you can go to the healthy eating quiz and get some brief feedback on how to eat better to help manage your headaches.
Claire, we'll be doing that quiz very, very shortly. Thank you for coming in today, and welcome back to Australia as well.
Yeah, thanks.
As always, Professor Claire Collins giving us some good advice on 2NUR FM.